السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Yesterday we had an informal majlis, and those brothers who were there present at the informal majlis, I told them informal means that inform all. Those who are here now must inform all. Those who were not present in this majlis, so now you must inform all those who were not present. That's informal. So in that majlis, a few things were discussed, and one of it was that yesterday's weather, large part of the country, or many areas in our country, were blanketed with snow. Freezing, icy weather, very, very heavy rainfall. All the technology of the world, all the science of the world, and all the big brains of the world, and all the superpowers of the world, they could not have changed it. And they were not even aware of what was going to happen. Had they known that this is what was going to happen, then they would have made all planning and arrangements long before time. So many flights were affected. One person who was delayed by 7 hours waiting for the flight to take off because the airport also was snowbound in Cape Town, and as a result flights were delayed from there. Says that after they had checked in, then they realized that this is what has happened and they must keep waiting. So if those airline companies had also known that there was going to be heavy rainfall and snowfall, then they too would have made prior arrangements. So with all the computers, with all the technology, with all the weather bureaus and the meteorological offices, and all the telescopes and everything that we have, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows man that he is in control of the universe. You cannot change Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision, and you cannot prevent that happening which Allah ta'ala has decided. Insan laakh chahe to kya hota hai, wohi hota hai jo manzoor khuda hota hai. وہی ہوتا ہے جو منظور خدا ہوتا ہے. No matter how much we plan, but that is what is going to happen, what Allah Ta'ala has planned. So He shows us our weakness. We cannot even change the weather condition. Inside one's home, if the person has got some air conditioner, some heater, whatever it is, he can make some adjustments. But still that ground on which that house is, if Allah Ta'ala shakes that, then of what help is going to be that air conditioner? If the power has failed due to the storms, then of what benefit is going to be that heater? there's going to be no power there. How many homes in many parts of the world, homes of people who owned millions or billions, because of an earthquake or because of total power failure, they were not able to do anything. So these are things which give us lessons that Allah Ta'ala is the supreme power. There is no one who can challenge the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now what an irony that a day before that, they say fires were raging. And such fires that they could not really bring it under control, and look at the thousands of animals and that were affected, the homes that were affected, the people that were affected, so much of fire. And on those same areas a day later, so much of rain and so much of snow, that if that rain and snow had been on that same day that the fire was catching on, there would have been no fire. It would have been extinguished. But they had to use so much of people and so much of firefighters to try and extinguish that fire. And the next day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down so much of rain that now they had to find a solution to that problem. Showing man how useless and how weak and how helpless he is when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down his ghazab and his anger in whichever form he sends it. So we should not be playing with the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are bandas of Allah, ibadullah. We have been created for ibadat. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is showing, O man, all your power, all your might, all your knowledge, all your technology is absolutely useless when it comes to my ghazab, my anger, my wrath. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not stop us and prevent us from making progress in science and technology. We are encouraged to make use of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's whole universe and this, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the atom and everything, make use of it. But we must not forget the giver of all those ni'mats and bounties, and do not engage and indulge in those things which are displeasing, annoying and angering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we must make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us and protect everybody else from his azab, from his ghazab, from his punishment, from his wrath. And even if it was not punishment and it was not anger and it was not wrath and azab on some people, people who were not really sinning, they were obedient to Allah Ta'ala, but they also got caught up in these type of disasters. So then we will say that it was a test for them. Allah Ta'ala wants to give them elevation of their status, forgiveness of sins. So even there we will say, Ya Allah, don't even test us, because we are extremely weak, we cannot stand your test. Where can we really face any kind of test? So whether it was in the form of a test or whether it is in the form of Allah Ta'ala's anger and azab, both ways we must seek Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's protection. And those who were affected, of course, then again, whoever they are, it is our duty to assist and help. Whether they are Muslims or they are non-Muslims, whether they are known to us or unknown to us, then it becomes our duty to forget what happened and why it happened. It becomes our duty to assist and help them in whichever way we can. But we must take lessons. As I just said, that on the day before this downfall of heavy rain, the day before the snowfall, such fires that they have to bring in firefighters and search for water everywhere, and the next day there's so much of water and so much of rainfall, that if it had been on that day that the fire had caught on, then there would have been no need for any firefighter. Allah Ta'ala's firefighters would have fought that fire. So therefore what we need is this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This ta'alluq ma'allah, nisbat ma'allah, nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey Madine ki nisbat qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai ham. hey, Madine ki nisbat qeemat meri. Our value is in accordance with what connection we have got with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Connection with Madina Sharif means obedience to Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is dependent on the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how much we have got in our lives that connection, that much will be our value in this world and in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we will place value on ourselves that I am worth so much. Like sometimes a person goes to a court of law and he says defamation of character. So how much? Say 20,000 ren. That means his character is worth 20,000 ren. And some are claiming 5,000 ren and 1,000 ren for defamation of character. And some are placing a value 1 million, 2 million. So a person is placing a value on his character, that is what it is worth. Whereas our worth is in accordance with our connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So whilst that may be the condition around the world, difficulties, hardship, pain and problem, and every person seems to be in some kind of suffering or the other, someone has got stomach ache, someone headache, someone suffering from heart problems, someone from liver and lung problems, somebody from kidney and bladder problem, somebody from arthritis, somebody from a complication, all kinds of problems. This is a world in which there will be some kind of problem or the other. And we will not be able to run away from it. But we will be able to ease the pain with this connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as we have painkillers, everybody believes in painkillers, and the doctors also prescribe those painkillers when a person has undergone operation, is in pain, or at other times also when he's in pain. Then besides treating that sickness, they also give some painkillers to kill that pain, to make life a little more bearable and comfortable. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this ta'alluq with Him as such a painkiller that with the pain the person is still in ease. That there is pain, the pain will remain. But for some people, not people like us, for some people who have got a true connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and truly believe in Him as the Khaliq and the Malik, the Master and the Beloved, then they not only make sabr and have patience or exercise patience over that pain, in fact they get a kind of an enjoyment in that pain. There's so many Allah wallahs who have had an enjoyment. Now we can't understand this because we don't have that kind of ta'alluq. But this much we also know, that when a person is passionate about something, then he does not experience that pain which a person who is not passionate about something experiences. In true love, the person forgets pain. So we must not ask for pain and suffering, because we are not in that caliber. We must ask for afiyat, salamati. But there is some kind of enjoyment that such Allah wallahs get. Now we may not get that kind of enjoyment, but at least if we have that kind of ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, then we will realize that it is coming from our Mahbub, it is coming from our beloved Allah. And there is definitely great, great wisdom in whatever Allah Ta'ala's decision is. There is no doubt about it that there is great wisdom. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has created us and He knows what is best for us. So therefore this poetry which I am going to recite of Hazrat Mawlana Ki Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, this is the message which is in this poetry. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए बहरे उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए एवरी पर्सन वांट्स सम काइंड ऑफ सपोर्ट टू लीन ऑन द लिटिल चाइल्ड वांट्स द सपोर्ट ऑफ द पेरेंट्स द वाइफ लुक्स फॉर द सपोर्ट ऑफ द हस्बैंड फैमिली मेंबर्स लुक फॉर सपोर्ट ऑफ फैमिली मेंबर्स फ्रेंड्स लुक फॉर सपोर्ट ऑफ फ्रेंड्स व्हेन अ कंट्री इज बीइंग attacked by forces from the outside, then they look for support of the soldiers, they look for the support of the people in the air force, in the navy, everybody's support is required for the protection and defense. Everyone is in need of some kind of support. It says, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. I too, O my Allah, I need some kind of support. I need some kind of support to lean on. And what is that support that I am seeking? Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. It must be your muhabbat, your love, my Allah. And it must be my heart. Because if I have your love in my heart, thereafter whatever happens, I know it's coming from my beloved Allah. So that will be the best support. Because that Allah who has sent those conditions, He has the power to remove those conditions. All the other supports that we seek and all the other help that we seek, it's not necessary that they can remove our problem and our pain and our suffering. The doctors of the world sometimes cannot remove the pain of a patient with every medication and everything else they try, but they can't. Or they can't cure the person. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's support is the best of all supports. And what is that support? It is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Develop that love and then see the enjoyment that we get in our hearts. How many times you have heard by now. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal Nahi khatm hoti اے موجِ مسلسل میرے بحرِ غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی Sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us that connection. So he says, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Ya Allah, it must be your love and it must be my heart. Then the conditions of the world, whatever they are, then they will remain outside my heart. The pain, the suffering, everything can remain. But because of this muhabbat of yours, it will become easy. And then as I explained, Allah Ta'ala also has the power to remove those difficulties and problems because He is the one who has given it. For whatever reason, it could be in the form of azab and punishment, or it could be a test, and it could be for elevation of status and rank, but Allah Ta'ala will then remove it. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye सरहमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए, बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए। सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए। I want the shores of Bahre Ulfat, of the ocean of love, my beloved Allah. Dar tumhara sar hamara chahiye. It must be your door, your house, and it must be my head. I prostrate before you. I put my head in sajda before you. At your door I make my sajda. Then what else do I need after that? Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. And if we take it further than our masajid, then it is Kaabatullah Sharif. That the person is there at Kaaba Sharif, and he has got his head in sajda, and right in front of him is the house of Allah. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. There is no other way to ease those pains that people are suffering. Different kinds of suffering, different kinds of pains and problems. There is no other way but to put our head in sajda and seek Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and muhabbat. Then, when we have got that muhabbat, it will become easy to bear those pains. But we must not ask for those pains.
Gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye. गम में बस उन को पुकारा चाहिए, उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए। गम में बस उन को पुकारा चाहिए, उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए।
Whatever kind of gham and difficulty and pain, we place our head in sajda and seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness of our sins and removal of that pain and suffering. We make use of the means that Allah ta'ala has created. Take medication, or if it is not related to sickness and illness, it is some other kind of problem, then whatever are the asbab and the means, then we make use of that. But at the same time, we believe that laakh chahe insaan to kya hota hai, wohi hota hai jo manzoor e khuda hota hai. Therefore we seek from him a solution to that problem of ours. So he says, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote phir kya sahara chahiye. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our friend, if Allah ta'ala is our wali, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our wali, then what else do we need? Which other support do we need? By means of, or making use of means is a different thing. But we truly believe that everything is in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, kaun kehta हे किनारा चाहिए। लज्जते फर याद तूफानों में है, कौन कहता हे किनारा चाहिए। मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए। गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے
لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. When does a person really enjoy making dua? It is when he is in difficulties. When the person is in difficulties, that's the time he really enjoys making dua. He may not enjoy it, but he makes dua with deep-hearted sincerity. When he is in severe pain, when he is in great amount of debts and liabilities, and people are criticizing, and people are chasing, and people are threatening, or for some other reason people are threatening his life, or there is great danger that his house or his wife or his children or himself, they are facing, there is severe pain, severe kind of pain due to illness, whatever it is, or the person is in the midst of the ocean on a ship, and the ship is now being lashed by storms from all sides. Now at that time the dua that the person will make will be deep hearted dua. So he says, lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. When the person is in tufan, in all the storms, now the Allah walas, they say, they enjoy the dua in those difficulties. That is why we see from the outside that this Allah wala is going through so much of difficulties, pain and suffering and poverty and sickness and all kinds of things sometimes they go through. Banishment and imprisonment and what. So we are seeing the person from the outside and say, what kind of Allah wala this must be that's going through so much of suffering. But he says, لَزَّتِ فَرْيَادَ تُوفَانُوا مَهَ. In those difficulties and hardships, the enjoyment that they get, because they know that their Allah is closest to them in those difficulties and hardships, because they have tried to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala also gives them that enjoyment. Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein for 32 years, bedridden, and used to just sit like that, and there was some wound on his side, bleeding. No way they could have treated and cured it. But they say that his face was hashash, mashash. If you had to see it and look at him, you'll say this person has got no real pain and suffering of any kind. But yet there was pain and there was that kind of wound. So they asked him, how is it that you can continue like this for so many years? He says, every morning and evening, the angels come down and greet me. Allah Ta'ala opened the ghaib for me after I resigned my will to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He took whatever medication, everything he tried, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to keep him in that condition. He says, now because of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opened up the ghaib for me. I see the angels coming down and going. Now if a person sees that, will he experience pain after that? Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that in the morning Allah Ta'ala used to just ask Ayyub, how are you? First, in so much of pain, every part of the body wound and sores, and even worms in those sores. It was a test for him. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is one asking, my Ayyub, how are you? Rest of the day is a finish, no pain.
لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
But I repeat that we must never ever ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for difficulty, hardship, pain and problem. we must say, Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take any kind of pain, any kind of suffering. Even a mild headache we cannot take. After that, if something comes, then bear it with patience. But never show any kind of strength and power before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise the person will be flattened if he tries to show his strength and power.
Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے.
So the ship which is in middle of mist ocean and it is being lashed by storms, he says there's an enjoyment now in saying, oh Allah, who is saying that now I want shore? But this is again of those people who are of that level. We must say, Ya Allah, get us onto the shore as quickly as possible. We cannot take these storms.
Haasile sahil mujhe toofaan mein hai, haasile sahil mujhe toofaan mein hai. تیرے جلو کا نظارہ چاہیے.
حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفانوں میں ہے. The comfort that the person finds on the shore is, Ya Allah, I got it here in midst ocean in the, while the storms are lashing. So then who says I need the shore? تیرے جلو کا نظارہ چاہیے. But the only thing that I require is that, Ya Allah, your tajalli must be cast in my heart. I must be able to have you in with me. You must be on my side. You must not turn away your glance of mercy and rahmat from me. I must really believe that this is from your side, a kind of test which you are sending to one who is your ashiq. But once again, and repeatedly I mention this, that listening to this poetry, we must not aspire for this kind of a test, that Ya Allah, send us also midst ocean and lash us with storms, and then give us the lazzat and enjoyment in faryad. We must not seek such kind of things. We must ask Allah Ta'ala for ease, for comfort, for happiness, for prosperity, for contentment, for satisfaction, for protection. And after that, if something comes, then bear it with patience. We will continue inshallah with this, but we will conclude.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, mujhe को जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए।
आमीन। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث او مي بلور الله او مي رحيم الله او مي كريم الله O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most generous, tolerant, loving Allah. O my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We have taken your Mubarak name. We have recited Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you, seeking forgiveness of all sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, our life lies in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing in your control, our speech in your control, our hands and feet, our heart and mind, our liver and lungs, kidneys and bladders, everything, my beloved Allah, is in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control, the homes in which we live in your control. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, where can we escape from your sight? Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of all the sins that we have committed in our lives. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet there and then. Ya Allah, you could have sent the gale force winds against us the moment we were sinning. Ya Allah, you could have shaken up our homes and our lives. But my beloved Allah, so much of your bounties we used for your disobedience. And yet, my beloved Allah, you are still giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel around. You are still blessing us with oxygen and with nitrogen and with hydrogen. And oh my beloved Allah, you are still blessing us with so much of your bounties in spite of so much of our sins. تجھ جیسا پیارا خدا میرے اللہ My beloved Allah Where can there be another Allah besides you? If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We know that something that is most beloved to You is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us, something that is most beloved to You is the forgiveness of sins. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'fu anna ya kareem. You love forgiveness, my Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Ya Allah, when we were committing sins, we thought no one was watching us. How can You not be watching us when You have blessed billions of people with sight? Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, we are pledging we are not going to return to those sins again. Accidentally, if we return, then we will make plenty of tawbah. But my beloved Allah, we have absolutely no intention of returning to those sins. We are intending not to return to those sins. Give us himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Sins have brought nothing in our lives except misery, restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, sins have brought us nothing but restlessness. Ya Allah, in Your obedience there's sukoon in the hearts. Bless us with Your obedience, obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tere Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Mere Maula, Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us Yours. We know that we are most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But my beloved Allah, You are the most forgiving one. You are the most forgiving one. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our family members, our friends, our brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, there are so many friends of ours, brothers, sisters, family members, so many the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are sick and ailing. My beloved Allah, bless everyone with shifa. Bless everyone with shifa. Shifa is in Your hands, my Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa. Bless everyone, whether they are in the homes, in clinics, in hospitals or amongst us, with complete shifa from all ailments. Ya Allah, there is effect in dua and there's effect in dawa, but the cure lies in Your hands. Ya Allah, we know that it can be rahmat and a blessing sometimes, but my beloved Allah, we are not in that category. We are asking You for forgiveness of our sins and the removal of our pains and suffering and problems. Ya Allah, spiritually we are so sick, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy. Which sin of the spiritual kind is not in our hearts? Which disease of the spiritual kind is not in our hearts? My beloved Allah, we walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth. Oh my beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives, my beloved Allah. Take us, my beloved Allah, on the road that leads to Jannat, road that leads to you, leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from the road that leads to shaitan and our nafs. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri panah. My beloved Allah, protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to see us disgraced, humiliated, embarrassed and shamed. Ya Allah, you want to see us in a position of dignity, honor, respect. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you a life of respect and dignity. Distance us from those areas of sin, my beloved Allah, where your wrath and anger descends. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that we are believers in you. Ya Allah, we should not be imitating and emulating those who are your enemies. Ya Allah, bless us with hearts which are filled with your muhabbat and love. Bahri ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with hearts which are filled with your love, with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, cast your tajalli upon our dirty, filthy hearts. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, sabhi meri. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our businesses. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, those, Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment and bless them with barakat in their risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, righteous, pious marriage partners. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make the children the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Ya Allah, so many children have become a curse upon the parents. Parents are crying tears of blood, but it is too late. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Bring those children back from their evil habits to Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Take them out from the vice dens of the world. Take them out from their drink and drug and vices and evil. Oh my beloved Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to give their children the proper upbringing. To take out from their homes and their lives everything that is causing this corruption of the morals of the children. Ya Allah, hame haya naseeb farma. Hame haya aur sharm naseeb farma. Bless us with modesty and shame, my beloved Allah. Shame and modesty has left our homes and our lives. Ya Allah, hum be haya aur be sharm ho gaye hain. Gandi gandi cheeze dekhte hain aur zara bhi hamare dilon ke upar uska asar nahi hota. We look at the filthiest thing together with our children and oh Allah, it does not even cause a stir in our hearts. Ya Allah, nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tafa. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with tawfiq of 5 times namaz a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. Distance us from adultery, from fornication. Distance us from drugs and from wine and from alcohol and from brandy and all other haram intoxicants. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is sinful. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of pleasing you and pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ab to hame apna banane. We cannot walk alone, my beloved Allah, this path. It is extremely difficult for us to fight nafs and shaitan. We are ringing the bell, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, when there is a ferocious dog outside the home of a person and we want to enter his door, Ya Allah, we do not fight with the dog. Ya Allah, we press the bell and the door opens. And the master makes some sign language and the dog sits down. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are the dogs. Ya Allah, we are pressing the bell to you. Mere Allah, hum button daba rahe hai tere dar ka. یا اللہ اب تو ہمارے لیے تیرا دروازہ کھول دے. Open the door of rahmat and mercy for us. Open the door of forgiveness for us. Mere Allah, let us enter your home, my beloved Allah. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb and your marifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you, my beloved Allah. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with tawakkul in you. Mere Allah, ab to aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar de. Make a decision tonight, my beloved Allah. How long are we going to walk the path of sins? My Allah, aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar de. To make us yours and you become ours. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, اجتماعات کو قبول فرما, گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما, خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما, جتنے بھی جلسے جلوس ہو رہے ہیں دین کے نام پر اس کو قبول فرما. Bless every work of deen with اخلاص, my beloved Allah. Bless us with sincerity in our actions. Bless us with sincerity in our actions. میرے اللہ, میرے اللہ, میرے اللہ, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں, اب تو ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمارا بن جا. یا رحیم یا کریم, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door for us that we can tap. یا اللہ, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be destined, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths, adultery, fornication, watching some filthy film on the internet site or on the television screen, or reading some filthy magazine, or popping drugs in our mouths. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, bless us with death in Madinah Tayyibah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah is suffering around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia. Ya Allah, which part of the world the Ummah is not suffering? Ya Allah, let the winds of Hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless each and every one with Hidayat. Bless each and every one with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the duas that he made of maghfirat for us, bless us with that maghfirat. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the protection he sought from you, and from all the corruption, from all the evil, Ya Allah, protect us from all that evil. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good intentions. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is undergoing. Ya Allah, with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their suffering, pain, sickness, problems. My beloved Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا
ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.